Minnesota News Network, I'm Jason Dinesen. Seven people connected to Minnesota healthcare providers are reportedly among hundreds charged in a nationwide fraud crackdown. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced 455 defendants across 45 states and territories are accused of participating in healthcare fraud schemes involving more than $6.5 billion in false claims. The cases include allegations of fraud, illegal kickbacks, and opioid-related offenses. Federal officials have not yet identified the Minnesota providers involved. The DOJ says the operation is one of the largest healthcare fraud enforcement actions in U.S. history.
Governor Walz has filed 16 Freedom of Information Act requests with federal agencies seeking records that mention Minnesota, the governor, and terms such as retribution and punish since January 2025. The move follows a federal judge's decision to throw out Justice Department subpoenas targeting Walz and other Minnesota officials. The U.S. Senate has taken the House's lead in approving a war powers resolution calling for an end to U.S. military action against Iran. The measure passed Tuesday on a 50-48 vote. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith.
I voted for this resolution because I believe that this war is dangerous. It's deeply unpopular, and I believe that it's illegal. It's notable today that a majority in the Senate joined a majority of the House in instructing the president to halt military operations in this war or to seek authorization.
The resolution does not carry the force of law and does not require President Trump to change course. A professionally trained facility dog named Edison has joined the Clay County Attorney's Office and will assist child victims and sexual assault survivors that the office is working with. In other headlines, Republican gubernatorial candidate Kendall Qualls has announced a fraud rebate plan for Minnesota taxpayers.
We've become an embarrassment on the national stage. That's why under my administration, we'll deliver a $9 billion fraud rebate paid back to Minnesota taxpayers. We'll roll it out responsibly over 2 years to cut the bloat without causing chaos.
Qualls says Minnesota needs a radical change from an outsider to stop the fraud in Minnesota. He's running against House Speaker Lisa Damath and MyPillow owner Mike Lindell in the August Republican primary. The Minnesota Twins lost to the Dodgers last night at Target Field 12-3. The first round of the NBA draft was last night. The Timberwolves did not have a first-round pick after they traded it away as part of the Julius Randle trade on Monday. The Wolves have the third pick in today's second round. That's the 33rd pick overall. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.